This is Fionn Jones of the Consultation Institute on Saturday, the 7th of July. And as I was getting up this morning, I heard the BBC report a Daily Mail shock horror story that Bob Kerslake, who's the new head of the civil service, has apparently written a memo to many of his colleagues in the civil service urging them to use Facebook for consultation. Now, this has a predictable outcry insofar as the Daily Mail had gone and found some anonymous civil servants who said that this was sheer madness and that clearly civil servants will now be wasting all their time on social media. For those of us in the business, the urging to use Facebook and social media better to elicit people's views in consultations is what amounts to a statement of the bleeding obvious. But maybe we ought to recognise that there is some predictable reticence on the part of many public bodies, and of course there's always the possibility of abuse. Thinking of some of the recent local authorities we've been to and discussed this very subject, ranging from Bournemouth to Wickham and some in North Wales, I'm called to mind that the odd councillor was surprised to hear that any of their staff would be allowed to use Facebook during the course of their work. And when we pointed out that in a couple of years' time, it would not be just one or two. It'll be 30, 40 or 50 members of staff. And it's only because the modern way to communicate, but in both ways, from a public body to the citizens they serve, is through the new technology. Whether we call it Facebook or call it Twitter, that is beside the point. It's also a pure coincidence that I've just come back from a trip where we were meeting John Bradley, who is the Institute's resident expert on social media, to consider whether it is time now to instigate a rather more formal code of practice for public bodies as to how these things should be used. But the purpose of this audioboo is to say, Bob Kerslake, you are absolutely right. And in fact, many people would regard the central government civil service as having been a bit slow on the uptake to take full advantage of what the new technology offers in this respect. So Bob Kerslake, you are right. The Consultation Institute will support you all the way. And I urge people to take the Daily Mail ranting against new innovation as maybe just another little sign that the newspaper industry is maybe on the back foot when it comes to new technology. This is Fionn Jones of the Consultation Institute on what I think is actually a rather important subject.